In Mark chapter 10, Jesus' disciples pose one of the most important questions humankind has ever asked. If you'll look there with me in Mark chapter 10, we'll read that question that's found in verse 26. The verse says, "And they, speaking of Christ's disciples, were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, 'Who then can be saved?'" What a great question they ask. Who has the ability to be saved? Now, if we read the preceding verses, which we don't have time to do in this short lesson, but Jesus was talking about the difficulty of a rich man entering into the kingdom of God. And whenever he told them the answer to this question or this very thought concerning this issue, they had difficulty in understanding it, and they thought, well, then maybe no man can be saved. And that's what prompted this question. But read with me Jesus' answer in verse 27. "He looked at them and said, 'With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible.'" With God, we have the opportunity to be saved. But the question is, who has the opportunity to be saved? Many in the denominational world today say that only a select group has the opportunity to be saved. They say that God has determined before the world began that certain individuals are going to be lost no matter what they do, and that certain people are going to be saved no matter what they do. But what does the Bible say about this question? In John chapter 3, verse 16, we're reminded of the familiar words of Christ where he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus said the person who has the opportunity to be saved is whoever. That is, in other words, anybody who's willing to have an active belief in him. The Apostle Paul was not confused about this idea. He said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Paul said that the gospel, that is the entire message of Jesus Christ, is available to everyone who, again, is willing to actively believe in the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 5, we're also told something about something that's important about being saved, and that is where it says in chapter 5, verse 9 of Hebrews, "And he," speaking of Jesus, "became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." There the inspired writer says, once again, the same idea that we've looked at from the other passages, that all people have the opportunity to be saved, but only those who obey Christ are the ones who will be saved. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua gave an important admonition to the children of Israel. He told them, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." He said, "You can serve the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwelt, or you can go back and serve the gods of the Egyptians out of which land that you came." He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You and I, as well as everyone else in the world, have the opportunity to be saved. But we all must do just as Joshua told the children of Israel to do. We must choose who we're going to serve. The question is, who are you going to choose to serve in your life?